Hello.
Mama, oyogera ne super kadama, CEO, abimala byonna. Sente bwe zituka kuwendi wallet yo, osobola okusasulira amasanyalaze, amazzi, TV, ne school fees mu bwangu.
Kusimu?
Yeah. Teri kukwata boda kugenda mu kibuga, teri kubalira sente mu nyiriri. Kamera kati.
Katonda wange, mulire emirembe.
Sinza kutadde ku mutindo, wendi ekikoze.
Kigwera kuendi, funa sente zikuwerezeddwa, era osasulire bbiiru zo, wamu ne school fees, ewatali kutaataaganyizibwa kuwendi mobile wallet.
Wendi wonna w'oli.
Wendi mobile wallet evujjiriddwa Power Bank, era Power Bank erungamizibwa banki enkulu ya Uganda.
Ekole business, ekitoleka omubiri w'okkaliro, omwebutuko batulemu bono, oba ekyosimu esiri ku rutye ku rutya, wangana okole business okw'essimu yaawo, iwobyoka etekatekerayo, n'erireberera nga kuukawula ya, esinte ky'owamateekamu, ebintu by'owuwete, ne kyombuulu, kino ky'olobire kati. Kenguire okwesimu yawe yirukurutse kurutse unambira mu byale iyo kandi be tikasinge erisemesha e business yawe igabye amabiri tungure miyisa yeri tungire loni yeri rakia kulakula iwebungira omutahula owe iso kuti MSME clinic eri minyabinene ngakuanga kole business yawe okwesimu yawe omachono akagwikiba gwaku nabi United Nations Capital Development Fund outbook nabenzi babo ibane buuma ne Mastercard Foundation.
The top of the hour is brought to you by
Kasese Guide Radio.
Time check 8 a.m. Please adjust your clock and watch accordingly.
It's brought to you by
Be Your Own Investor with MTN Momo. Invest as for African Central Government and daily interest. You can refill your money anytime you want. No paper can you this. Simply dial *165*6# and select investor or use the MTN.
Hi mani wazima hardware and cakes. Awa kasa ngono kwa Renzori Road okwe nyumba ya Zien erisamarene nyumba ya Blasi Omate vaterere okwe 0 msanju muna niviri sanju na msanju ani satu tina ni satu vakendi kwa hivi yirihimbisha hi mani ni getu ya mai
na jona ni mubali jeno merchandise awa kasa ngani wawo okwe toni ya zalumba owa kitabu wafri kwe tera evi ndo vili kule sheka okwe maskuru nevi kanyiri za awa kari vilika kujona ni mubali okwe namba 0 msanju msanju tano chena na msanju ani ni satu ngana msanju Jona de Mubale okwatoni yanze lumba ya wite vilivyo kidikulesha.
This is
time for the news on Kasese Guide Radio 100.5 FM. Where the news is, we will surely take you there. Be sure not to miss our news. Simple, precise, and to the point.
The news on Kasese Guidebase is brought to you by
Nuno Curry Powder and Fortune Buto. Products from Bidco Uganda Limited. Available in every shop near you.
Good morning. Welcome to our 8 o'clock bulletin. It is a Tuesday, the 19th of May 2026. In English, read by Gladys Consime. And first are the top stories. Former State Minister for Information and National Guidance, Godfrey Kavenga, has emphasized strict adherence to preventive measures as the most effective defense against the deadly Ebola virus, which has claimed lives in the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Bishop Francis Akunis Kibira Kambalezi reaffirmed his earlier caution to communities against subdividing family land into small portions for individual family members, warning that the practice fuels land conflicts and undermines large-scale agricultural production. On our international news, at least 100 deaths have been reported in an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, with more than 390 cases suspected, the head of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said. And now, in detail, Right Reverend Francis Akunis Kibira Kambale, the Bishop of the Diocese of Kasese, has reaffirmed his earlier caution to communities against subdividing family land into small portions for individual family members, warning that the practice fuels land conflicts and undermines large-scale agricultural production. The Bishop instead called for communal use of family land, saying it promotes peaceful coexistence and enhances collective production of cash and food crops for the benefit of the entire families. Speaking to the hundreds of guests during the Thanksgiving Golden Jubilee celebrations for Mr. and Mrs. Manyangwa Aprunali at their marital home in Kisojo Apasel, Maliba Town Council in Kasese District last weekend, Bishop Kibera blamed persistent poverty on what he described as a cancer among some family members who rushed to subdivide and even sell family land immediately after the death of their parents. Bishop Kibera.
From Africa, especially we who stay in rural areas, Elisara Saramu Obuvanzabwe, Kogabirabanabwe, Liburu were a cancer that is killing the whole Africa. Umakuwabiri, Makabikumi, Viraviri Nini, Lion, the Germany, Elichat, Elisemera, Emiakanka, they would take it, Gawa would divide. Nabunga family and Wumba, family, a Chitakacha family, Nenumbaya family, a Chineho, Malenge Shaya to renovate it, to renew it, Eruwa Omomaka. Rukumiruka ga asatuna munan. Mr. Muhindi was chairman. If you don't work on this in our district, because I talk in the name of God, I want the goodness of the people. I look for goodness. God is good. Yamanga ni mubuya. So, mulemundu abutawo jovaviri vaviri. Aha, na wabakwarachi? Aha, van. So, abazukuru sibane, abia, mazukuru bana, mulemuzukuru ya tungakan. Okwachibanga chile chinene chakera. Abazukuru bana. Na bababu utebana babiri babiri mbaga bana muri muzukuru adokubane atunga kana batikanda abonu bake.
Mr. Elifans Muhindi, the local council 5 chairperson Kasese district, concurred with the bishop, saying the guidance on communal use of family land should be amplified and embraced by the local community for improved livelihoods and peaceful coexistence. Former state minister for information and national guidance Godfrey Kabengas emphasized strict adherence to preventive measures as the most effective defense against the deadly Ebola virus, which has claimed lives in the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Speaking during the official opening of a three-day digital transformation training held at Kasese Second School yesterday, Honorable Kabengas observed that although the two Ebola cases reported in Uganda originated from the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo, adherence to the minimum health and technical guidelines remains critical in preventing the spread of the deadly virus.
There is only one a person who had died was from Congo, and the body was taken back to Congo. Then they say there is another person, another patient they have detected on the one, but I think in Kampala region, all those coming from Congo. So for us, we in Kasese, we should be more vigilant. And our health team is already at the border, checking every Congolese who is coming in. And obviously cautioning Ugandans who are going to Congo to be more cautious. As you are aware, the president has also advised that matter this celebration is postponed so that we first observe. People organizing local events should be very, very careful. But also, as much as possible, let us avoid crowded what events, because we can easily get problems there.
Lieutenant Joel Lusimbi, the Kasese Resident District Commissioner, said that following the central government's decision to postpone the Uganda Martyrs Day national celebrations and direct pilgrims from the neighboring countries, including those from DRC, to return home, his office was still awaiting for clear guidelines on managing large public gatherings to help prevent the spread of Ebola virus. Lieutenant Joel Lusimbi.
And they guided that those who already entered and those who already reached Namugongo should go back to where they came from. So the same we are going to do to our brothers of DRC. So they are now going to go back home and they begin their businesses. Yes. For us, our main worry is DRC. When DRC will announce that they are done with the Ebola in Uganda, we shall stop. But otherwise, when they have not yet, we shall continue informing our people and being alert. On a Thursday, I have with a conclusive answer over it. Because we talked about they have to be technically handled. Though Kasese is on the forehand because we are on the border with the DRC. We are again waiting for the center to guide because there is church, there is these concerts and many other things.
He cautioned members of the public against politicizing the Ebola outbreak and instead urged them to cooperate with health workers and response teams in efforts to contain and prevent the further spread of the disease. Meanwhile, health officials in Hoima District have isolated one person at the Hoima Regional Referral Hospital after he presented with Ebola-like symptoms. The suspected case is of a 50-year-old. The man, who is a resident of Runga landing site situated on the shores of Lake Albert in Kiganja sub-county, Hoima District. Dr. Lawrence Tumsime, the acting district health officer of